Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to How to Gael with Dhiren Louise and Shiva at Acast Production. Dave, August Falter Rash go How to Gael, Lumsa Shiva, Lumsa Louise,
August Lumsa Dhiren.
Gael's kind of thawm at Armadin. August Armadin is on Terra McCarrot, Martha. Show up, Bader on Time is Luha, go with H Pod, I have to.
I know, oh my god, we're new women.
Co-bro deal. I'm up since five anyway.
Here we go, it's always a competition. Yeah.
Because Neil McCorry Gobert, shout out to anyone who'd like to sponsor me a card, that would be stunning.
Sorry, no, I found
like I could have shares I can bring to show. I'm up and down the tracks to Limerick like there's no tomorrow. But I have to say, 20 past five train is a nice experience. It's early enough that you're missing out on like the really busy commuter time. Mm. And you know, you don't get stuck sitting in a Ford that's fully full.
There's a lot in the front of Rhinos.
No.
Och ni Louise and Tain didn't let Triblody let him go.
No, thanks, Shiva. Okay, Mick. I was gonna try and interject there when Louise putting out the call out for a spawn car because I was like, no. I do way more mileage. Yeah, Hepme and NCT are modern and listen, we won't go into it, but very fucking annoying.
Yeah. The KV to work with you, I show you happening.
Showing Carrie about it. I'm Leanna with my church of Hepa. I know.
Yeah, listen, like Aidan Moore is just really yoga.
It's just really big on Hammerfall. And also, do you know, I'm kind of one of these women now. I put full faith into my mechanic. Like, before them very really nice savvy me allergen, ach just need me. So I'm like, oh, sort this out. Like, really take this up my mechanic because a couple about the now, touch out, trace track the rash, I say, yeah.
You got got.
I did, but like, am I arsed enough to go and actually be proactive about this? No, I'll have to get on to.
Do you know what? Now I'll hook you up with some of my loyalty points on the leap card situation. We can go on the train together around the place. Next thing, I'll be on the bus, lads. I tell you what, I'm a changed woman. You should be so brodul because am not I doing my bit for the environment?
Absolutely.
Watch her driving around and all these NCTs.
Yeah,
I know.
Pushing down the
bush, Louise. If you had the option, would you have driven?
I'd be fully in my car.
Yeah. There you go. I'm just raw like, come on, Mr. Armadin, you're vain, gore. But like, Kega will mehate and tumon shani and of what like at least 10 times at this stage. This is our 10th episode.
Yeah.
This is our 10th episode. Yeah.
Yay.
I still had to use Google Maps.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Mission Marinina though.
I'm a big advocate of Google Maps, okay? There's a lot to be said for
it. Your most used app, actually.
I know. I was kind of impressed. That's it. In our rooms, Gushan, that's a Shiva. You're always like, no, go this way, go that way.
I think we should call Jacker my
lock. Yeah. Well, I still had it on for safety, you know?
Yeah.
A safety net, a crutch.
And I love when it shows you the truck. I love an estimated arrival, says the queen of being late. Like, so I like to know how late I'm going to be. Just so I can estimate, you know, when I'm sending the text to say or whatever that I'm that late, I can like round it down.
Yeah.
You know,
so I'd
like be there in 5, even though Google Maps is like there is 17 minute congestion.
I guess guys, Nis Luna Shachtan con law nolog anish.
Yes,
could have someone who's in.
Nis Luna Shachtan, Jesus.
Yeah, Nis Luna Shachtan
anish. Gama kame mo chid shopad or clear kriach now. Now, we were supposed to do our Chris Kindlin of, but.
That's
so my Chris Kindle was my only bruntiness if he fight a gum. So I was running around and like, let me tell you, trying to buy a Chris Kindle present if you meant in a Shanae, like I mean Tatu tour into, you know. So
but Kate Vogarev too in Inish, Darren.
Let's call her out here on her notions.
Okay, well, female from McGruick Dinta, shout out to the girls in Foxy's here in Ennis because they're the best. And actually, no, we shoot a gum or modern Hama, so if you met we may go ber.
Modern.
Sorry.
Modern and A.
Chamasa, we may go ber.
Like, wow. Shoot, so. August and NCT revoked clog.
I know. Oh, there
you go.
Yeah, no, we were just like expuk us there and you see him or him rug or him on, she is in a or wahal and a grig all day a wine. But to be fair enough, must have the grig with gober.
I admire it a lot, I do it myself.
Yeah, well, you know, priorities.
And the grig is looking stunning.
Thanks, guys.
I am
like Tokus Rosh Gudin Lehin the Grim Mishafion, like Fiuk Mishako Fiona Shane, and I'm very jealous. Yeah. Well, I do it again, the three of us can be a little
blonde. Oh my god, stop.
You know what? I think if we call Dacker like Silent Put them
Mer blonde,
yeah.
Like we make like honestly Kofi and Lachine like frosted icy blonde. Wow. Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures? She's like such a different person. Yeah.
I know.
I'm a bit of a playboy bunny. Never they get.
Oh hello.
I'm just co-envious like fair and third because it's Friday before I get my roots done. And they're although brand is a thing now. Have you seen all of these brands?
Oh, I have.
Are you trying to be like, it's not, no, it's actually, I'm not naked, my reason. I'm actually brand.
Do you know what? I once did a really dark root, like dyed in brown to the root. And no, it wasn't for me. Like, just doesn't suit me.
Yeah.
It's bralum, like.
Oh, no, I know, the fresh root. There's nothing like it. I know, but you're just constantly chasing that high then, aren't you?
I know,
I know.
The first hit is the best. Oh. You know never gets
but then after 2 weeks that you're like, I need to get my hair done again. And it's a vicious cycle. It's the same with my fucking nails.
But,
you know?
Marciana. But, you know, I actually, it's coming on for the roots. I get, I'm exercise fewn anyway. So, Nur Hagen roots are shocking. Even should row up with a dry shampoo.
Yeah,
oh, dry shampoo. Yeah.
My best friend.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm like day four.
Freshness. Oh.
Yeah. We were there talking about our gruig and our ningana, but in shock and shaw the how-to is how to take off your makeup, which sounds quite maybe simple and reductive, but we may spraga because we had a bit of a night out recently on Shorogan. We went on our house grill Ihanulog. It was a bit of a big night. Now hadn't been in coppers in 5 years to that night, but anyway, we won't speak about it. But who should may unload their gyon, and I had in fact removed the makeup because I knew, because there were four cotton pads dotted around the floor in the bathroom, looked like someone had dressed up as a tiger for Halloween. They were orange and black and awful, but I was surprised and impressed with myself, not that I remembered. But
yes,
did ye remove your smidu, your makeup, and Ihanulog?
Glan may my eye, but in terms of removing it deep clean, that was not done. I'd say I did a bit of a splash of the water, brushed my teeth, and fell into bed. And do you know the worst thing I did? I'm a contact lens wearer. I woke up with contacts in. Yeah, I've worn lenses. Well, actually, glasses first, but lenses now for the last like 12 or 13 years.
This is
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Yeah, like I'm quite blind. I'm like -4.8 and -5.
What? -4.8.
Oh, if I took my lenses out I'd be goosed. So, like when I actually first moved into the apartment on my own, I used to go to sleep without them on because I had this irrational fear that if someone broke in and tried to murder me in the night, that I'd like to see my killer, and I just want to be fumbling for glasses. And this comes from on Hadiha and on me and Shaw. The very first night I stayed here, the alarm went off in the building and everyone had to like evacuate. Fire alarm. And could I find my glasses? So I was like, if there's a real fire, I'll be well and truly dead anyway, trying to put my lenses in the dark, you know, trying to stick them in.
Oh, Christ.
So, you know, like, anyway.
I'm weak, near Higmation or Kerber.
Yeah, diaring me on Madden, Heishar Iha Olvoramach. And, you know, your eyes, anyone who wears lenses and is listening will understand. Do be so dry, they're like stuck in your head. And actually, however bad your headache is and the hangover, it just isn't the cherry on top at all.
I'm like, what else do I not know about you now? There you go. I know that you're a lens wearer. Sorry, it's not that big a revelation. I just had no, like, any Aiden who a Haulula. I don't know, let's back in around with.
Yeah. Not a great spackly wearer now, I have to say. Love the lenses, and I'm totally dependent on them. I'd love to get lasers, so actually, if there's car companies or laser. Eye surgery. Oh,
just give us free things. Give us free. You're gonna have to start paying revenue, or Shin and Tain Road.
On the topic of notions, our Deliveroo smashed avocado by three is 1 minute away.
Oh yes. Okay, I'm starving.
I'm pushing that out of the podcast. I feel bad enough for sharing all our indulgences last week. But they're in our windows at the smidu Haitian Haitian.
John, I'm a well oiled machine now. It's come a kecho old to me, and this smidu comes off. Because Tom O'Cracken actually on a sensitive agus, but you know how the end of Gahor and their ham savada take my hish mahori, because I usually have my face cloths or cotton buds or whatever. I'm an awful woman for getting the edge of an old towel, whatever towel, and be like, and it's rotten, then it's covered in like old makeup and mascara.
But it's so good. You don't get the same
Get into the crevices. I will go for the grubbiest towel in the bathroom at the time, but bima gonna knack face cloths and all the rest, and like, sorry, gar in there to conile fear, like I'd have these face cloths for, you know, my face, the next thing I'll come down and like they're after being used as a J-cloth for fucking washing.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Sorry. Sometimes they don't get the whole, you know, face routine moisturizer. They're very capable of shoving their finger into your moisturizer, all right. And like the dirty, like you have to wash your hands before you go near moisturizers. Like yeah. I'd be really, because I use a pot moisturizer. Anyway, we'll get into all this. But I'd often come down to see my lovely face cloths being used as J cloths, or worse, like, you know, like when there's a pile of washing done, take something out of the oven, like it's too hot. Next thing, a fucking J cloth's being used. I know. So then I get, I'm like, oh, can I really use this on my face? Because like all the shy. Well, I definitely wouldn't now with the spray and all the chemicals.
Yeah.
In that.
So I'm actually really like badly fuimo my microfiber cloths. Like I
sorry,
have.
Sorry, you need to start a cleaning incident.
I have some like I have
my
good home. Microfiber cloths. I mean,
stop
cleaning up with
stuff.
That. Yeah,
you have good microfiber.
I have good
cloths.
Microfiber cloths. Yeah,
what
yeah, yeah.
What constitutes a good one compared to
like they've really thick fibers and like they're really absorbent and they just like they do the best clean.
See, this is something that would bring me no joy whatsoever. Like I would never see myself building money in that. Like I spending money, I was going to say. No, I would go into deals and buy my cleaning supplies as cheap as I possibly can.
But you know that like that there's a difference in the microfiber. Like if you use a shitty one, that's like really kind of like plasticky and almost has that like electric kind of feel, you know, that's kind of like staticky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't pick up dust the same.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm not
crickets.
I definitely not reached the stage of my life where I give a shit. Like, yeah, yeah. If the dust is picked up anyway and the house seems cleaner, like that's a win.
So right. Come here, myself and Louise are looking for a bit of spawn with cars or whatever. But if a Mr. Clean or a no. Dettol.
The Mr. Clean I want is a physical mister that will come in and clean, because like that would be my dream.
Okay, well listen,
I
I'm trying to sort cheat out here.
Yeah,
you relax
enough,
here now
you've
for
enough.
A minute. You've enough got with your pestle and mortar, right? Any of these cleaning brands, okay, Shiva is available for collabs and she's always cleaning.
I could be
Mrs.
Hinch Naharan.
Oh hello.
Mrs.
Hello.
La Hinch. So you are always good for removing your makeup after a night out. What about skincare? Do you go on to that step? I don't know, after a night out now.
Neither can all, but Brad and Shay, you know, and Nurig, all I can compare it to is last year I was so good and regimental because obviously I was a Gulvu then Vanish, and that was like my
aim.
Here
we fucking go. Right, so, mention number one of the Vanish today. Okay.
But Shiva's going to bring this up as well because obviously you're a bride-to-be. I feel like you are.
Am I?
Like, okay,
words
no.
in her mouth.
Sorry now, girls. What girl wouldn't want to have nice skin for their wedding? Let me ask you that.
No, totally. But I actually refuse to get pulled into this, like, because, you know, they literally, in checklists of what you have to do to prepare for your wedding, literally it's like 10 months before your wedding, go to a dermatologist and get a whole new skincare routine. I'm not doing that. They want me to do is buy more products and spend more money. Obviously, you want to look amazing.
No, I completely agree with that. And I wasn't organized to go 10 months before, but about 10 weeks out, I was like, yeah, better start, you know. Okay, maybe it was more than that. It was actually 2.5 months. Went down the road to where I live here in Dublin. Walked in and actually asked, you know, I think Cúlann Thóilim, Níl Mo Chraicín Ró Dhuine. But at the same time, I would break out hormonally. You know, I always get spots every month. And I definitely get spots from eating shit and drinking as well. Not drinking enough water or whatever. So I said I'd go to like a skin clinic and see could I do a few facials or microneedling or something. What would I, like, I've never done anything like this other than the 2 months before the wedding. And oh my God, I was traumatized. I came out and she was like a list of things I needed, like loads of suggestions for different types of Botox and fillers and Profilo and all this crack. And it was like, I actually remember the person who I did the consultation with saying to me, it's a shame you didn't come earlier. I don't know if we'll have enough time to get you ready for September, like to have that bridal glow. And actually
glow.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh my God, I'll tell you, every single person on the fucking planet has a bridal glow. What is a bridal glow like?
Yeah, but
you know?
See Neil and Winning Shin a gacala dinner on the planet. That was, and I don't think Grevin Winning Shin a gum. And you, like, whether you like it or not, if there's other brides to be or just people who are preparing for big events like Aish Ducks, you know, if you want your skin to be right for something, you take a professional's word for it. And you're like, if they're telling me that I don't have the time, I mustn't have the time. So I spent a fortune, girls. I spent a fortune on stuff. I got Profilo. So I did two rounds of this.
Care Day Profilo, now Gadiruk.
Profilo is like, it's like collagen hyaluronic acid mix that's injected into your skin. It's 10 injections and you have to go for it twice. Okay. Right. And then it lasts about 6 months. So it's not like injected into your muscle like Botox, but it's injected under the dermal layer, I think. It's meant to give you a glow. It's meant to rejuvenate your skin from the inside out. Apparently it costs a fortune, but was the quickest fix. And I fell for it.
The quickest fix. Because you're in dire straits. Like, Jesus Christ.
And do you know what? Like, Murphy's Law, the funniest thing of all, the morning of my wedding, I had a big motherfucking spot coming out of my top of my head like a horn. And obviously I wore my hair really severely back. So yes. Like, there was no bit of hair to cover it. No coverage. And the girl doing my makeup, what a legend. She was like, actually from Cuntan Clore. And she was like, Louise, I know this is sick, but I'm just going to pick it. We'll let it scab and then we'll pick it again and then we'll cover over the scab. And do you know what? Sorry, that's so sick. But it was grand. It worked. It wasn't like an oozy popper. But I was like, listen, you can have all the Profilo you want. You can do all the vitamins, do all the skin routines and prep. But like, stress is something that you just can't avoid. I don't know. Spot your wedding day doesn't ruin the day.
All right, you saw the lesion profile. Like, was there a notable difference that
I think there was. I was ectafid, Glorica Televisa and Sarah Scott. I was flat to the mat and I had really bad eye bags. I used to feel like I kind of, under my eyes, looked like tired all the time. And I think that they have improved. Am I selling it to you, girls?
Oh, big time, big time.
Like, I think it was Anna Kostasuk. My sister got it done as well, actually, because of course she was up to high dough as well. Mm-hmm. And
monkey see, monkey do.
She was like, if you're doing it, oh my God, I'm doing it too. And no, there is definitely something. But like, I mean, look, we're recording this now. I've got a spot on my cheek. I've got loads of spots. Yeah. But I've also been eating and drinking
shit. Just go heaving her. Oh my God, a vision. But isn't it so interesting that like you went to someone and they gave you the fright of your life with like a list of like seven things to get. Like, I don't know, that's a bit. Nervy Michel, I did have Taffadair and Glora Fashion, the TG Carr model of Kirby Va. I went in to see a consultant. I don't know, I ducked the Reagan to Jens in a hinge stall show. And I was like, I'm very happy. I don't want anything done. But if I was, say, for example, what would you recommend? And she was like, oh, you need filler because the lines here are too big. And I was like, I don't need anything, but thanks for, you know.
Yeah. But it's that's her business, you know. She needs you, like.
She's
Sheil Beaga de Cheann now.
Yeah.
And next thing, you know, she's a doctor, and you're coming back. Then how often do you have to get filler? Once a year. So you know she's getting a nice £500 off you every year.
Yeah.
So good business.
And again, Vishy Anna Dorchi, like, we never want anyone to be unhappy with their results. And like, if someone is unrealistic, we don't do it. So Vishy kind of but just Hanna Mock kind of like, I really didn't think I needed anything done.
Yeah.
Now, sorry, I was there for that reason, so I probably shouldn't be a Ciaran Gnorchi where they can know. I literally went in for a consultation. I got a consultation.
Yeah.
But cut us a wohin and stuff shinner fod there.
I don't know. Vima Rog on a Nerveng Trucker, I was like, I'll start in the Botox Nerveng Trucker, mostly just to jump on the bandwagon. But like, to be honest, I don't feel too strongly about it at all. I'm like, you do what you want to do, what makes you feel good. I will probably eventually end up doing Botox or Radegan Marchin at some stage. And I like, at the minute, Nina all into it. I'm like, thank God, because Tasha really fucking cost us. But you know, I'll be absolutely open to it when the time comes. And I'm like, I need Malam on Taglor kind of stigma team player. And I like need Malam Shin. It's like, fucking you, like, you do you, and like, who gives a fuck?
I don't know. I kind of like, obviously, anything that makes you feel better, and I support women doing whatever they want with their own bodies, but at the same time, like, I think we should have a little bit of stigma around it, because like, if everyone's doing it, because at the root of it, someone is profiting off of us feeling shit about ourselves, and it's a huge massive industry. And if everyone's getting it, then everyone else is going to get it, and it's a fall on your fee. It's a vicious cycle. So like, not that I don't want anyone to feel bad for getting it, but I just think that it shouldn't be as normal as it is.
I agree with you, Darren. Yeah. I actually think it's fine that it's normal. Like, it's, I think we're all old enough and can be old enough to know what we want to do. It's like laser hair removal.
I know, but like, I don't fully agree with that either.
Exactly,
but
then,
excuse me, do you have an issue with my hairless body?
Massive issue.
Well, it's personal. You know what? It's personal choice. And I think if people are in a, if it, you know what, ultimately, if it makes your life better, do it. Yeah. Like, life is so short. I think that, like,
but what about the brew or anything you need so get because of this?
Would you not? The society we live in, Tommy, if we brew like fucking gachard, whether it's what clothes you're wearing, what leave-ins or points you're getting, what area you live in, like, shin just caplachus agus and suck you going to be to Coney again. And, I totally agree with you, Shiva. In an ideal world, wouldn't it be great? Mm. And, like, I mean, another thing is how to decondition yourself from this. Spend more money and go to therapy. Mm. And you know what I mean? Yeah, so okay. It's all, you know, I see where you're coming from, and I, in principle, totally agree with you. And obviously, in an ideal world, wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
See, but I think as well, has social media had so much to play in all of this?
I really don't like when people are like, it's social media, because I think a lot of these problems have been around since before the times of social media.
Oh my god, 100%.
Yes, they probably exaggerate.
Well, I think the brew has to come from social media. Like, the brew,
before social media, it was the magazines. You know, like, I don't think, like, yes, it's obviously media and the constant messaging we get, but it was advertising.
Well, actually,
it was ads.
I'm gonna go back on what I said there now. On the flip side of this argument, I sometimes go on social media and I see, like, Nadini who are wadney so again, no I'm waiting to say, like, is it the Gen Zers or even younger again, who are all for the no makeup look, who actually very much embrace like, you know, hairy brows, like,
yes,
no makeup,
yes.
And I'm like, fair play, because I don't know on Vioch and Winnie and Chinnigum.
Absolutely.
Do you go makeup free often?
Oh, I would, yeah, but I don't know what I'd be like. I don't think I'd be confident enough to like head to Electric Picnic without, you know, I can't remember the examples of people I saw now. My sister's friends who were like in their early 20s, and I think it was at some festival anyway, very much like rocking around just their bare face, and I was like, amazing, that is class. Clear mascara, a bit of lip gloss, like kind of 70s vibes, and I was like, unreal. I just wouldn't have that money.
I know. No, I was talking of like clean aesthetic on a moor and like in the show, but
maybe they've had all the Botox there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, Colleen, Nyart, Rotten, Chin Fui Smidu, August, and a Bruna of Wohian Wood. But let's take sheer. Conger Hussigshiv, a cough Smidu. And let's talk, let's have a deep dive into those old makeup bags. Any particular products that just, like, that the whiff of them would just take you right back?
Do you remember the Dream Matte Mousse?
Yes!
Dream Matte Mousse, oh my god. And I would have Dream Matte Mousse that was like fucking 4 shades too dark. Like, that
and
was
four
also
4 inches wide.
Yeah, like I'm to talk, you know, 2007, 2008, when you'd be like first, second year of school and you'd start wearing makeup. And yeah, the Dream Matte Mousse and Elizabeth Arden.
I was going to say it, the compact.
Yes!
My mom used to always have it. That was my first experience. I think that I was in about Rongashe, like in primary school. And the reason being is because I had a neighbour and like a bestie who moved school when she was in fourth class.
Right.
So she left our rural primary school, went to one that was a bit, I don't know, maybe the Scalori Rhenius Abbey. And she had a birthday party. Oh my god, this is like a bra story all over again. Why did I never wear bras? But anyway, it was actually where I had my first kiss.
Cute.
Was her sixth class birthday party, the May of sixth class, in the shed out the back of her house, because she was having, as you do, a disco, like she was 11 or 12, and people were all having their first kisses. And I remember that one of her friends from the new school, who'd stayed back a year, was obviously older, bolder, you know, whatever, had us all up in her bedroom and was like, you need to put on this, this, that, and the other. And she had that Elizabeth Arden and she was smearing it on her face before you go downstairs to the shift in the shed.
I remember like getting it in the pharmacy and it would be like, I think it was around like 12 euro.
Yeah.
It was 12 euro and like I'd scrape every cent.
Oh, big time.
And the smell of that, I can remember, I was an absolute divil for Panstick.
I was just going to say,
Panstick.
I would love to see pics of Shiva when she was like, because I feel like you, like, Shiva, we always say you're a mass bride, but like, I would just have loved to have seen you in your early teen years or, you know, at that stage where we're all girls, because I was really awkward.
I was,
and like, not I'm, great, but
like,
really.
But they're talking about having our first kiss in 6 hours. I basically had to pay someone to kiss me at 14. Like, I couldn't have been in less demand.
Oh, stop!
I was
hardly in demand. It was very embarrassing. I think I was probably the last man standing, and it was like, let's pair her up with whoever is the last person standing from the other school. No, there was nothing. Like, it certainly wasn't anyone running after me.
Oh.
I actually had really bad buck teeth, girls, for years. I was so different looking, I feel, in
Louise
showed through this screen graph Ladanian, and we were like, who is she? One are you? We hadn't a clue.
Massively, yeah. And I big like buck teeth. I didn't get braces until I started working as a moonthor, like Haitian Oscar. So even during college I was different. Reach. I was quite gothy in college, actually. Speaking of weird makeup, I used to wear like dark purple MAC lipstick.
Same.
So,
Bubnok Dove aubergine color.
And do you want to hear something even worse? I dip dyed my Gruig to match a dark purple as well. Like, so I had this long scraggledy, like, do you know who people used to say my doppelganger was? This is actually, what is Diana Vickers.
Oh,
who's
my god.
Diana Vickers?
No,
somebody
needs
to Google her for me.
Kay Nairon Conchi, she'd be like, August, I'm on Krieger, can't you?
Oh my god, August Honey, Sharon
Stowich. I'm dying.
In
okay,
bare feet. Diana Vickers.
Bare feet. Owen Quigg and Diana Vickers on X Factor.
Oh, guys, you have to remember, like, I spent my teen years playing
this
the fiddle.
Is
I didn't
today.
Describe this. Sorry.
Oh
my god, what a fucking hell.
Hair,
you never. My sister said that to me recently. Yeah. We were on the metro or the subway in Paris, and she's like, I don't know how you manage it, but your hair never looks brushed. And I was like, this is only a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
So I empathize with that.
I know Diana Vickers, but like, it's Queen Umps and Nervy. Yeah. Diana Vickers, August Owen Quigg, Erin Telefeet. Like, that was the most romantic love story you could have ever imagined.
Oh, were they
imagined.
Together?
Well, just feel like the like rumors out, August, feel like Nora Kirk, Isha Mox, and Comorthus, he came running onto the stage to give her a big hug. And I was like, I want a love like that. You know? It was just cute in a ruddy shape.
Oh my God.
Like, I'd say I'd inspired. I remember someone saying it to me in college around that time, and like, it was obviously the no, not brushed hair. Like,
she was really like, huh? Like that kind of Connor. Sorry, that did not sound like Connor.
No,
you're great.
Just the thoughts of Owen Quigg again.
Oh my god, were you delighted with that comparison that you're like Diana Vickers?
But do you know what, token shit around my freshman, because like, I used to put the pan stick
on
my
the lips.
Yeah,
on the lips.
The more, the paler the lips, the better.
Oh, that's so rotten, so wasn't rotten. It?
And
so
then the scents, you asked like a smell that brings you back. So I've two very, I actually love perfume for this, because I've different ones that remind me of different times in my life, which I do love a small bit. So secondary school for me was always Lacoste Touch of Pink. Do you remember Lacoste?
That reminds me of tennis for
I
some
actually
reason.
Feel like it's full their deal. Got it as a present one Valentine's Day in secondary school, and I was like, this is stunning, this is my scent. Anyway, that ended when everything else ended at the end of secondary school. And then my college scent was Elizabeth Arden Sunflowers. Okay, it's like this big bottle you could get for 10 euro in the Rodegant, real musky. I actually still really like the smell of it, but the girls, my college friends, will still be like, every time we smell it, we can smell you coming in your Hollister hoodie and your denim shorts and Uggs.
I can. It's fair. You know, it's fair. I know exactly the kind of person you were in old school now. Yeah. After
oh
those
my god,
few
big
things.
Time.
The hair, the Hollister, the Uggs, and that perfume. I know who you were.
Small denim shorts, black tights, Uggs, and like an Abercrombie hoodie.
Tights and Uggs. Like you are arrested for that.
No. Oh my god.
Yeah.
What were your scents?
Oh, the worst perfume. I think I got it for Christmas. We weren't really like, I didn't have perfumes when I was Bader Snadega, but I got Tommy Girl 1 year.
Oh, I was gonna say Tommy.
It's so disgusting. It's a horrible smell. I'm so sorry, Tommy Hilfiger, but it's a horrible. It's like I think it was the only one I had for years.
And
I like wore the shite out of it, and like I just hate it. It's not sweet. It's not musky. It's this weird smell.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of clinical. It's kind of chemically.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Macara Neve, if you see some Boher, had like all the perfumes. I used to love going into her room and like spraying every single Britney Spears perfume onto me. She had all of them, you know, Fantasy, Agustina Keena Lig. Yeah, really loved the Britney perfumes.
Fab.
Caught foods are there. And
I also was in my pretty, Tommy Girl featured massively around the 2007-08 mark. Then I got a Burberry one, done Null Ugly in a while. I can't remember what it was, but that was my scent for a couple of years. And then, sorry, the fucking notions out of this. Then I was a big Coco Mademoiselle woman for, I know. And now, which brought me from like my college, early college years, and then now I'm Olivier Bell, and
I'm Olivier Bell.
Oh yeah, we've had this discussion Olivier before. Bell. We're Olivier Bell girlies, and also we have our How to Goyle official How to Goyle scent.
Oh, that's true.
We
all have the same perfume, which is a Zara Jo Malone number, which is actually I'm obsessed with. It's fab.
Godfrey, like I loved the smell of MAC. Like liquid foundation, you know, like
I love that as well.
Like that was just like before a disco new Rodegan, and like you literally make yourself like the color of Louise's jumper, which is orange for those who can't see. And from like, and you could see that.
Sorry, about speaking of the orange shin, Sally Hansen.
Yes. Sally.
The shade of my youth.
To match your MAC liquid on the neck.
And it used to be all over my wardrobe because I do it in front of
my
wardrobe.
Yeah. KFG had rotten.
Yeah.
And now, come at the Rod, need my more on Fiausa Leshen. Actually, here's one now, right? I'm a fiend for the tan, Vima Riev. But on Vlian Chicotta, Husnisa Gusad, this tan, which I was really obsessed with. I don't know if I'll say it. no, but it gave me some really weird like reaction. The framing shot, and framing shamach on kraken temple are ocht agus are like an aclim rolling it. And now when I wear tan, like it's fucked up the pH balance in my skin
on Kim Chin.
Yes, really bad. And I now, by the way, like I am the kind of woman who would be wearing tan rain, hail or shine for the last, I'm gonna say 15 years, right, since I've been 14 15, always wearing it. And for the first time ever, like the last say year, I've really had to tone it. I can't wear anything anymore.
So Cathu and Brandishin or wine August.
No, Vimea Khaver Fag Bader Khavi, and then it just
had a reaction to it.
Destroyed my skin. Like destroyed it. I actually need to go and see a dermatologist about it because it's really bad.
You wrote the Goose Rain Rodella, so it was definitely
it's 100%. And oh my god, really scan rule. And devastating, because I would be I spoke previously about being able to walk out no makeup or whatever. It doesn't bother me. What does bother me is walking around with no tan. Like I feel rotten.
Simul, that's really interesting.
That comes
back to my point about them winning. Everyone has something.
Fungate. Care if we ain major makeup faux pas agus shiv, you know, like Fosinius, it's a dahi or smidio agus nishdilana egg sula.
Bar trying to be Diana Vickers. I actually had one Lejania in Delavish. Dreadful. Now it wasn't ni Revan Loch Dermsa, and anyway, I'll just tell you the scale, like, because it's absolutely gas now, fech and shearer. But it was Kenna Epps Nihura Visha, okay? August just Ligme Hurme on a court galer
Sonali and Thor.
And I was like, do whatever you want. Like, I'm wearing this purple dress. Go mad, go Eurovision, go sequency. So anyway, I went on the television girls with no mascara and light lilac purple glittery eye.
No mascara.
Okay, because apparently they looked better when the eyes were more, you know, visible or whatever. So there was no eyeliner. Niamh Cronin will attest to this. No eyeliner, no mascara, just a glittery purple, two glittery purple eyes, smithu on my face, and kind of a ready lip, okay? And anyway, near Rev Thamagum, because you know sometimes on those sets you filmed similar, Shiva, you're so back to back that when the time comes, you need to be on the floor, you're on the floor. And then for continuity, we had shot a few you know, yeah, we kind of started shooting. So I was like, oh my God, I need to change my eyes. So I went and obviously put on some mascara really quickly. And Brian or whoever, then Egan to Vera and Orlor was like, what have you done? You've changed your look. Take the black off your eyes. So Vera and Clore, Omlani and of without mascara, with, and I know first world problems big time, but I was like, I looked like a groovy chick or something.
Groovy chick.
It was so dreadful. And I was like, never again. Oh my God, lilac glitter, like.
This is, oh God, I don't know, Curtie Ann.
Do you know what I think you should do always is go with what works. Like, do you know,
I haven't changed how I do my makeup since I've been about 18. I do my makeup the exact same since I was 18. Yeah. And I tell everyone else who's doing my makeup to do the exact same makeup I've done since I was 18.
Yeah. You know? But you always have great makeup. You know, you never have too much. You always look kind of natural. Do you know?
I don't know. I think I do a bit heavy sometimes, but like I stick to very, 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 very neutral.
Yeah.
I think everyone should.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think the more neutral, the better. I think people look way prettier with less makeup.
Ain faux pas, agat sa dhearn.
And near my Marie of Gama less than makeup, like a Neil Mega Mahig gen of makeup. So I'd be kind of Kasulishin, I'll just go with like kind of the bare minimum. I was cleaning via Cara Agum, who was mad into the makeup, and she'd always be like, you know, and it looked great on her, like she always, you know, but she would prefer a much heavier makeup look. And anytime she did my makeup, I felt like I looked way worse.
And Rother Binny's massa.
Yeah, Neil Fackney's massa. But I'm not on a like Neil Mega Mahigan makeup. Tamakur four on a vahiga, but Neil May.
Erin McCord or they're like, will you do my eyes? Tharine Cord and they're like, will you do my eyes? And like obviously grand. But I'm like I literally put one shade of like light brown on their eyes and they're like amazing. I'm like, do it yourself.
Revolutionary.
Revolutionary. Goth disco. Emma Smith, I am talking about you. Like, will you do my eyes? Will you do my eyes? And it's like taupe, you know?
But
sometimes you do feel if someone does, I do love to get my makeup done, but like obviously I've had occasions where it's been done not to my full liking.
Oh,
but,
I know.
And it happens all the time.
That's really dacre. Anyway, Thar Sale, really, really dacre.
For us.
Well, gals, how much talk about Dara, Pod, Ella, and Chin? So they're now with Thomadagiri glue to Ryan Schlesh and Hay story. So I think on Rod Arawin Amisha is Kaon Bunusuk, it is Smidu, which is makeup, new Bun Smidu, which is foundation, which we wear much fancier versions now than we did for though.
All in.
Tugan on Focal Smidu na Hebe Jeebies them because Bima Gone Queen of Earth, you know, our skull near Calgary Smidu have and their Vemish Ron the Padraka are mad and fearing dull snaline to Ron the Padraka Roddish. Who's the good he snaline to let the makeup wipes? Ra, Bwyn and Smidu. Yeah, I know. Listen, very Catholic school.
Yeah. Ufos.
Yeah, I know. Horrendous. Yeah, yeah.
You must go like, you know, Dane the Grig, paint dock or wallash, cop paint piercings, go wallash, do whatever with your nails and your Smidu. Yeah, it was on a loosey goosey, be shit class.
Oh,
yeah.
No, oh my God.
So Lucia during, and we used to have a knapabore. If your knapabore wasn't Dunta, you could actually get detention.
Oh, listen.
For the knapabore.
That's actually said. Near Cathy going to shoulder a cop, Morocco or Chris Naifa. Yeah. I know. I swear to God, Chris Naifa, and that was it. Like,
but it, yeah, like, it's kind of like no wonder a woman co ord looker and Gwil woman brand new if you're being policed on her appearance from such a young age.
100%. Yeah. But, and also when you're saying your prayers, like, how fucked is that? Yeah. The Catholic Church. Like,
yeah. Anyway. Lads, we would get detention for the knapabore, and Stucky Ildata was another criminal offence.
Stucky Ildata.
If you didn't have maroon socks.
Oh, stop. Oh, yeah.
If you didn't have the Stucky Carth. Sorry, we had Skirty Father.
Oh my God, of course, the Limerick fucking Skirty down. She is the tall of rotten now, sorry.
Yeah, rotten.
Well, stunning when you can wear your fluffy pajamas under it in wintertime.
We was getting serious trouble for that. We was getting serious. People, the teachers, because they thought we weren't changing our pajamas to come to school, and so they thought we were literally rolling out of bed, which I'm sure some people were. And they'd be like, it's so unhygienic. But we would just tuck them into our high socks. We'd have like,
and you'd sew them on. Okay. I want to dedicate this one to you. Okay. I looked Nádúrtha.
Yes.
The two of you.
August Natural Beauty. Jesus.
And then I love freckles.
Oh, yeah.
Brickini.
Yeah. No, Níos Fearr Fós, Tá Brickini, New Tá Póganí Graine.
Póganí Graine. Shin on Rod, the VSX Queen of Air. Yeah. Little kisses from the sun.
Yeah.
Póganí Graine, August. I looked Nádúrtha.
Oh, cute. Oh, yes.
Okay. Go hauling, Gurmogov, go hauling, all of Nádúrtha, Vinza gonna leg.
I guess Gade and Gael Gary share Botox. Is it Botox the father?
Oh, yeah. Father next.
Guys, Nullah Cullah, Beak Nullah, all in the grave, August.
Slán!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, a word tosser, a giri nismo, how to gael, edo hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo goelge, August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August tour, talk your star, bud, Krayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.